From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusmawati. Let's begin with the national news. President Joko Widodo urged the Minister of Public Works and Public Housing, PUPR, to mobilize the national construction sector to boost Indonesia's economy this year. He would like to remind all ranks in the PUPR ministry that this large budget must have a significant impact that can leverage the economy and revive the national construction sector. It was stated by the President at the Bogor Presidential Palace on Friday, during the signing of package contract tender early selection of the PUPR ministry for the 2021 fiscal year that was held virtually. President Jokowi stated that in the 2021 state budget or APBN, the PUPR ministry had been allotted the largest chunk of the budget, reaching 149.8 trillion rupiah. The president remarked the removement of the construction sector not only provides jobs opportunities for construction sector workers, it also moves the supply chains in the construction sector, the contracting sector, and has a broad multiplier effect for industries related to the construction sector. Women are an important force the nation can tap into to fight the COVID-19 pandemic. It was stated by Women's Empowerment and Child Protection Minister Igusti Ayu Bintang Darmawati in a statement received by Antara News Agency in Jakarta on Friday. The ministry said the 2020 Central Statistics Agency BPS survey shows that women have a higher level of adherence to health protocols than men. Bintang Puspayoga said that amid the COVID-19, women have assumed many roles as managers in households. They are ensuring their families stay healthy and have their needs met, while still helping the family's economy and assisting their children in studying at home. She pointed out not only that most of the health workers at the forefront of COVID-19 handling efforts are women. She also said, therefore, various efforts and policies with a gender perspective in dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic are urgently needed. President Joko Widodo extended condolences to victims of the earthquake that rattled Majene District in West Sulawesi. The president stated at the Bogor Presidential Palace on Friday that on behalf of the government and all Indonesian people, he expressed his deep condolences to the quake victims. As reported by Antara News Agency, a 6.2 magnitude earthquake rocked Majene District and its surrounding in West Sulawesi Province on Friday at around 1:28 a.m. Western Indonesia time. The president said that Friday morning, he also called the governor of West Sulawesi and he has also ordered the head of BNPB, Minister of Social Affairs, head of Basarnas, TNI commander, and the police chief and their staffs to immediately take responsive emergency steps. Indonesia's imports in December 2020 were recorded at $14.44 billion, an increase of 14% compared to the previous month. It was said by the head of the Central Agency of Statistics, BPS Suharyanto, at an online press conference on Friday, escorted by Antara News Agency. He said on the month-to-month basis, the 14% increase was due to the increased imports of oil and gas and non-oil and gas. Meanwhile, non-oil imports increased 11.89% to $12.96 billion. As of the year-end trend, imports experienced a slight decrease of 0.47% as oil imports fell 30.54%, while non-oil and gas imports grew 4.71%. Let's move on to the international news. The Health Ministry of Brazil stated on Friday that the country had 69,198 new confirmed cases of the novel coronavirus reported in the past 24 hours, and 1,151 deaths from COVID-19, the fourth consecutive day, with more than 1,000 fatalities. As reported by Reuters.com on Saturday, the ministry updated the data with 3,151 new cases and 113 deaths in the last 24 hours in the city of Manaus, which is running out of oxygen as a second wave surge in COVID-19 infection overwhelmed its hospitals. The South American country has now registered more than 8 million cases since the pandemic began, while the official death toll has risen to more than 200,000 according to ministry data. North Korea has unveiled a new type of submarine-launched ballistic missiles described by state media as the world's most powerful weapon. As quoted by BBC.com, the state media reported several of the missiles were displayed at a parade overseen by leader Kim Jong-un. The weapon's actual capabilities remain unclear, as it is not known to have been tested. The show of military strength comes days before the inauguration of Joe Biden as U.S. president. It also follows a rare political meeting when Mr. Kim decreed the U.S. as his country's biggest enemy. Images released by North Korean state media showed at least four large black and white missiles being driven past flag-waving crowds. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien stated in another action against China days before he leaves office. U.S. President Donald Trump on Friday directed government departments to look at ways to minimize procurement of Chinese goods and services to reduce the risk from espionage. As reported by Reuters.com in a statement, Robert O'Brien accused China of targeting the information system of the U.S. government for personnel records, military plans and other data through cyber and other means. He said, referring to the People's Republic of China for his reason, the United States must take corresponding actions to protect American interests. The U.S. must adjust its regulation and policies and take other necessary actions to reduce the risk of PRC technical and human espionage activities directed at the federal government. Listener, that was the news.
Thank you.
News from across the country today, let's begin with the news from Padang, West Sumatra. Padang State University, UNP, received a team visitation from the International Institution Asian University Network Quality Assurance in order to improve the quality of international standard education. UNP Rector Professor Jennifer said on Thursday that this assessment was second time from UNP. Previously, four UNP study programs had successfully obtained the Asian University Network Quality Assurance, or AUNQA, certification. The four study programs are Management English Language Education, Chemistry Education, and Electrical Engineering Education. This year, visitation by the team was carried out online through the Zoom meeting application in each study program visited. The activity lasts for 5 days from 11 to January 15, 2021. The study programs participated in the international certification visitation from the AUNQA were guidance and counseling, family welfare education, Pancasila and citizenships education, and physical education, health and recreation. Still from Padang, West Sumatra, the Tapak Humanity Activist Group, together with the Padang City Government and related stakeholders, carried out the planting of 1 million tree seedlings in the green area of Lubuak Galapuang, Malay Gadang Village, Koto Tanga District, Padang, West Sumatra on Sunday. Deputy Mayor of Padang, Henry Septa, appreciated the residents and young people who are members of the various nature-loving communities in the city who are active in environmental conservation efforts. Chairman of the Tapak Humanity, Abu Hanifah, as the organizing committee of the activity said, tree planting was part of the Flora and Environment Conservation Campaign. Next news comes from Natuna Riau Island. The Natuna Regency Government Kepri worked together to build a wave embankment using sand-filled sacks in the coastal area of Ranai Village, East Bunguran District, last Wednesday. Head of the Emergency Logistic Rehabilitation and Reconstruction Section for Disaster Management of the Natuna District Fire Service, Elkadar Lismana, said the wave embankment was installed to anticipate natural disasters such as floods, tornadoes, high waves and coastal abrasions. He said that currently extreme weather was hitting the outer island of Indonesia. The Natuna sea waves are reaching a height of 6 to 9 meters accompanied by heavy rain and strong winds. Disasters anticipation efforts are also carried out through activities to clean up rubbish around the beach locations in South Bunguran sub-district, including cutting down fallen coconut trees that are used as embankments to resist waves. Listener, that was news from across the country.
Our regular program Today in History starts from an event on January 16, 1919, the Anti-Alcohol Act in the United States was enacted. On January 16, 1919, the 18th Amendment of the Constitution was officially enacted. The amendment contained of prohibition of making, selling, or distributing alcohol in the United States of America. The movement to ban the sale of alcohol in America began in the early 19th century when citizens of this country saw that drinking had a negative impact on society. In the late 19th century, this anti-alcohol group managed to gain a strong position in politics so that the anti-alcohol movement grew stronger, and in 1917, the American Congress passed the 18th Amendment and it was ratified by the requested 3/4 of the states in January 1919. However, the American government remains powerless in fighting the distribution of alcohol in the country. In fact, in 1933, the 21st Amendment was passed, which revoked the ban on the production and sale of the alcohol. The last event is that in 2006, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf was the first woman of president in Africa. January 16, 2006 became a historic day for Africa, especially Liberia. The country was officially led by Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, who became the first African woman president. On that day, she was sworn in before the people of Liberia and guests of the country, including the First Lady of the United States, Laura Bush, the wife of President George W. Bush, and the U.S. Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice, who is also a woman. And listener, that's today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawwi intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Berikan satu jawaban untuk membuat diriku tenang. Hanya kau satu yang bisa membuatku damai bahagia. Untaian kata-kata terindah kan ku berikan hanya untukmu. Semua cintaku, setulus hatiku, dapat kau pastikan hanya milikmu selalu. Terbawa arus derita dan terdampar di pangkuan. Ada satu yang bisa membuatku lebih bahagia. Walau cinta hanyalah kata, tak bisa kau lihat, hanya bisa kau rasa. Adanya hanya kau satu yang bisa membuatku lebih mengerti arti cinta. Oh, walau cinta hanyalah kata, tak bisa kau lihat, hanya bisa kau rasa. Berikanku seutuhnya, terimaku apa adanya, hanya kau.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Chinese Foreign Minister visits Indonesia to discuss economic health cooperation. Indonesia's Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi met Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in Jakarta. The main agenda discussed was cooperation on health, economy, and maintaining regional stability. Minister Retno Marsudi, in a virtual press statement, said that Indonesia and China have established good relations in the field of providing COVID-19 diagnostic, therapeutic, and vaccine tools since the pandemic. Regarding economic cooperation, Foreign Minister Retno emphasized efforts to increase trade and be more balanced. This can be seen from the increase in Indonesia's export to China last year, but more than 10% amidst global economic shocks due to pandemic. They also discussed trade barriers, especially for market access for Indonesia's leading export to China. For example, fishery products, tropical fruits, swallow nests, and palm oil. In addition, Foreign Minister Retno conveyed the importance of enhancing quality investment cooperation, which is environmentally friendly and can absorb Indonesian workers. One concrete example is the signing of a feasibility study document for the Lambakan Dam in East Kalimantan to control flooding and irrigate agricultural land in the area. Foreign Minister Retno also reiterated to China the importance of protecting the South China Sea as a peaceful and stable waters. To achieve this, there is only one thing that must be done by all countries, namely respecting and implementing international law, including 1982 UN clause. In addition, Foreign Minister Retno asked China's attention regarding the repatriations of Indonesian crew members who worked for Chinese fishing ship and currently are still being detained. Other topics are the settlement of labor rights, improvement of safe and conducive working condition, and law enforcement through mutual legal assistance. Meanwhile, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi revealed that China would not hesitate to respond to Indonesia's COVID-19 vaccine needs, although it still faces a number of challenges. China will also deepen the Belt and Road Initiative cooperation to open a fast track to ensure industry and supply chain stability amid the pandemic. This was done in the framework of economic recovery cooperation. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi explained that since the beginning of the pandemic, the two countries have supported each other in procuring medical equipment supplies and actively exchanged experiences related to medical and diagnostic matters. China is among the first countries to supply the COVID-19 vaccine for Indonesia. In the future, Foreign Minister Wang Yi emphasized that China will continue to cooperate with Indonesia, especially in the field of research and development, and realize Indonesia's mission as a vaccine production center in the region. Apart from bilateral terms, Foreign Minister Wang Yi promised China support in responding to the pandemic through China-Asian Regional Cooperation and other multilateral forums. That was My Indonesia.
Saatnya untuk memilih pilihan adalah sesuatu yang dilema. Kita selalu mengharapkan sesuatu yang terindah dan terhebat. Itulah manusia, ku yakinkan hatiku ini. Semestinya percayalah pada diriku, izinkan aku menjagamu hingga saat nanti ajakan memisahkan kita. Hatiku ini ada di tempat semestinya.
yang terindah dan terhebat itulah manusia. Ku yakinkan hatiku ini ada di tempat semestinya. Percayalah pada diriku, izinkan aku menjagamu. Percayalah pada diriku, izinkan aku menjagamu. Hingga saat nanti ajakan memisahkan kita. Percayalah pada diriku, izinkan aku menjagamu. Percayalah pada diriku, izinkan aku menjagamu. Hingga saat nanti ajakan memisahkan kita.
And there was Office Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. Listener, today we are going to take you on a trip to Solo, Central Java, and Jogja to enjoy the delicacy of Semar Mendem, which is a traditional cake from both regions. Semar Mendem consists of two words. Semar is the name of a well-known Indonesian puppet character, while mendem in Japanese means being drunk. Some argue that this delicacy is rectangular and rather than snack is called Semar Mendem because the character of Semar is depicted in the character of a fat man, while mendem to describe the delicacy of this cake makes those who eat it do not want to stop until they feel satiated. Semar Mendem is made from sticky rice cooked with coconut milk and other spices such as bay leaves and salt. The filling is shredded chicken. It is wrapped in egg omelette or some kinds of thin crepe that feels soft in the mouth. In serving Semar Mendem, there is only Semar Mendem, but there is also Semar Mendem which is added with coconut milk sauce called areh. This small food that is usually found in Solo, Yogyakarta, and its surroundings, apart from the stickiness of the sticky rice, also has a tempting savory taste. Semar Mendem will spoil your tongue with delicious taste from the first bite. Is appropriate to enjoy for breakfast. You can easily find it in traditional markets. In addition, if you want to enjoy it while drinking coffee or tea in the afternoon, you can go to places to drink coffee or tea. The price for a Semar Mendem cake is affordable, around 2,000 rupiah until 6,000 rupiah depending on where you buy it. Listener, if you are a fan of culinary tourism, please try to taste Semar Mendem in Central Java and its surroundings. Surely, you will feel a different sensation from traditional cakes from other regions.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
From Indonesia to the world.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des Covid-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Well, listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to miscellany. Today, we will inform you about COVID-20 ventilators by University of Indonesia ready for mass production. So, stay tuned with us at www.voinews.id. The local transport ventilator or COVID-20 developed by the University of Indonesia or UI ventilator team has been declared to have passed human clinical trials for CMV or continuous mandatory ventilation and CPAP or continuous positive airway pressure ventilation from the Ministry of Health. The clinical trial results came out Monday, June 15, 2020. At present, the UI ventilator team is completing the final stages of production with several strategic industry partners in accordance with medical equipment production standards. Afterwards, it can be distributed to COVID-19 referral hospitals and emergency hospitals. The clinical trials in humans are divided into two stages. The first one is the clinical trial for CPAP ventilation mode in adult patients treated in the emergency room of Cipto Mangunkusumo General Hospital and UI Hospital in the May 2020 period. The second one is the clinical trial for the CMV ventilation mode, which was carried out at the Respiration Simulation Center, Persahabatan Central Hospital on June 3, 2020. Based on the Ministry of Health's test protocol, the results of this clinical trial prove that the function of COVID-20 works very well and is recommended for use in patient care. The COVID-20 is able to provide positive pressure ventilation with CMV mode so that it can be used as an alternative to helping patients who have difficulty breathing and need to be controlled by the machine or time-triggered. That was miscellany for today about COVID-20 ventilators by University of Indonesia ready for mass production. We'll meet again with other interesting topics. See you.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibaqaikum fil manazil.
Zaman gegen corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib tais.
Was je handen met zeep, draag je een masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
Meskipun telah sempurna, cintamu bagai mimpi yang nyata. Ku ingin hatiku bertekuk lutut tak berdaya.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, I'm going to present a keroncong pop song entitled Ayah to be sung by Brory Marantika. Although he is famous as a pop singer, Brory is also able to sing keroncong songs. The old song tells about the expression of a child's longing for his dead father. He really wanted to meet his father to just let go of his longing, even if only in a dream. The song Ayah was composed by Rinto Harahap in the pop genre and popularized by Eddie Silitonga. The song was quite popular among the community because it has universal characteristics. Listener, here is Brori Marantika with the song entitled Ayah.
Dream
of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Sometimes it seems so hard to find the reason why I'm staying around, screaming yesterday, loving today, be lying to myself. I said it's okay. So that's my story. I can't be romantic. I'd rather fight than leave these troubles. But girl, don't worry, it's just my kind of crazy. You're my reflection in still water until the rain comes down.
I know you say I'm hard to handle. Really, it's all because of you. Problems yesterday, I bring up today. I just don't understand. Still feels right. So that's my story. I always get so moody. I'd rather fight than leave these troubles. But boy, don't worry, you're just my kind of
to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.